Okay. Kumlan Black Gemara, Good Yom Tov, Tzitzis Kislev, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Says the Gemara here up to the Tesam and all of the two dots. Al she ain ba yediyah betchilav alay besayif. What about if you knew? Al she ain ba yediyah betchilav. If you did not know, you were ever tummy. The labor save, nor did you ever find it afterwards. Se'ide the golem. The se'ide Rosh Chodashim mechapin. Even if you read the holds that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, the goat, you bring the chattas, they both achieve the same thing. For somebody you never knew. Not like Rav Shimon who says that the Rosh Chodesh is for different than the one that you do for Yom Tov. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and we can go through every opinion of Yehuda Mishmuel, my time that Rabbi Yehuda, why does he hold that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov both come to Mechaper and somebody who never knew and never will know? Omar Krom, it says in Posik, Usi'id. Now this Vav of a Si'id is very important to remember for the next few blocks. Usi'id is a Mechol Lachatas. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? And you bring a goat. One, Lachatas La Hashem. You bring a Chatas to the Abisham. No other Chatas is La Hashem. This Chatas here, it says La Hashem. So he teaches that the only one who knows you committed a sin is La Hashem. And therefore, what is that? You didn't know you were Tommy ever in the first place, nor did you ever find out afterwards. Chet she'ein maki boy el Hashem. A sin. What did Chet come to atone? A sin that only the Abish knows you sinned. Yehei so yizeh mechaper. Freidi gemore b'haim eboyele. What are you talking about? We had a gemore chulin. We learned in Klish Lokish. Like Klish Lokish says, the Omer Klish Lokish. Man nishta'an nesir shal Rosh Chodesh. Why is the goat Rosh Chodesh different? Shenema boy lahashem. It's a chatas lahashem. Sounds like as if the Eibush himself is bringing the chatas for himself, a sin that he committed. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Si'ir zeh yehei kapora al shimi adati esirech. Let this goat be a kapora in the fact that I reduced the size of the moon. So I need to be in an atonement. So that's what chatas lahashem is. A chatas to the Eibushter. So how can a Yehuda learn from chatas lahashem to say that it's a chatas that only the Eibushter knows about, that a human made a sin that only the Eibushter knows about? The Gemara says, no. Im kein, if Rosh Lakish is right, le makro, let it say al hashem. Let it say it's a chatas an hashem. My lahashem, the kedamron. If the chatas was only to take care of Hashem, it just said chatas al Hashem, on his sin. By saying le Hashem means also that, well, that Abish is the only one who knows that you sinned. If so, let it say that's only for that. How does Shlokish know to learn his din? That the Abish committed a sin. Im kein, name, let it say chatas Hashem. A chatas of the Abish, that Abish knows that the only one that sinned, the only one knows that you sinned is the Abish. My la Hashem. Sounds like a chatas for the Eibush himself as well. Shamet minei tarti. We learn two things. Now there's a beautiful riff over here, and there's an interesting Rambam. But b'kitzer, the riff is a long riff over here who goes through the Gemara Chulin, and basically he explains as follows. So what exactly does it mean? He said the Eibush tried to appease the moon, and the moon, you know, the moon said that how can you have two ain shnei melachim shtam shebekesedech? You can't have two equal kings. He said, fine, go reduce yourself. So the moon's very upset. So the Eibush said, but yeah, but you cannot function by day and by night. So he says, yeah, what's the value? A candle in the middle of the daylight is worthless. So the Abishah said that they'll bless you every month, and the people will talk about you every month. And so he said, what's the big deal? The sun also plays a big role. The tkufas, the seasons and all that. And the Yom Tovim, when they fall out, all do with the sun. No big deal. So he says, oh, all the great tzaddikim will be called Hakotten. It says David Hakotten, Shmuel Hakotten, Yaakov Hakotten, but named after you. So he still wasn't appeased. So then the Eibishter says, I'm going to bring the chatas on Rosh Chodesh. So the Rif explains, it means is, the Eibishter said, that the Yidden commit sins, and they need a kapara. I cannot have a better day for the Yidden to have a kapara. Not for me. For the Yidden to have a kapara than the day of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore people will always remember Rosh Chodesh. And that's how it was appeased. So, and look at little tastes here. He doesn't bring a roll the Rif. He brings the Aruch. Look at the tiny tastes. See, here's a ye kapara lie. But seven lines into the wide lines. Tiny little tases. Peter Sha'aruch. Not that Eibishter has a kapora. Si'ir ze kapora li Yisro. The Si'ir is a kapora for the Yidden for not knowing about Tumah. V'alai likvoya zman kapora zu. I have to fix the time when they're going to have a kapora. V'kavaiti Rosh Chodesh. I chose Rosh Chodesh. L'hafi daita shel yereh. To appease the moon. The Rambam has a very interesting thing in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the whole idea of why it says Chatas Lashem, nowhere else is Chatas Lashem, is because Egyptians used to bring Kabbonis every Rosh Chodesh to their gods. So when it comes to Yom Tovim, it's a Jewish thing, Yom Tovim. Well, why is the Yom Tov middle Nissan? It's obviously a Jewish thing. Because Chodesh, it's a natural thing when the moon rises, or the new moon. So the Goyim did it. So he says over here, well, you know, over here is Chatzas LaHashem. We're not doing it LaFuki. Not nothing to do with what the Egyptians are doing it. We're doing it LaHashem for the Eibushter. Okay.
Which
created it.
No, physical events in terms of bringing in the harvest or starting, which, you know...
Talking about Yom Tovim now.
Yeah, which even going, you know...
Yeah, but we limit it to a week, and they can do it over a month, or a season. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Nechape, okay, so now the Seed of Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov, Nechape, Nami, Afil, B'Shar, Aveda, as it says, any Aveda only Hashem knows, any Aveda you did that you weren't aware of, why doesn't Abishah forgive? Why is it only limited to Tumah, you forgot that you were Tumah and you ate Kodesh, you went to Beis HaMikdash? Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, Hoyil, you know why? This is very important, Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyil v'zebo b'zman kavua, because this came in as man kavua, the Seed of Yom Kippur, the outside one, which has to do with the Tumah. Comes a fixed every year on Yom Kippur. The Zebob is man kvur, and the Chedesh is also is a man kvur. Is ma ze ena mechaper ella al tumas migdash kedosh. So just like the seir hachitzen, only is metame for the tuma of the migdash. Only if you tell me and you forgot it's a base of migdash. If I had to tell me, walk base migdash, you catch him. And we know it's only mechaper that because yesterday we learned that we compare the seir hanase bechus to the seir hanase befnim. Right, and it's the same page on top of the page. We compare the chitzen to the pnimi. Just like over there, it's only limited to, it says, mit tumas b'nei Yisro, only from the tumas, the one tumas that's different than all other tumas. And that was tumas migdash v'kadosh, because why is it different? Because you bring a carbon out of the yadid. Or we learn out mit tumas, or Shimon says, mekoyme mukhre, because it says mit tumas. Avzein mechapel al tumas migdash v'kadosh. So that's how we learn. We learn from Yom Kippur. Ashkechon Seed of Chadashim. Okay, all we know is it says it's Seed of Chadashim. Any Aveda that you don't know that you did, Hashem knows. That was the question. No. We have a Gzeira Shava. We compare it to Yom Kippur. And because, just like Yom Kippur is only limited to the case of Tumah, so here also is only limited to the case of Tumah. And why do we compare to Yom Kippur? Because Zeb Bob is Man Kavua, but Zeb Bob is Man Kavua. Says Gemara, okay, that deals with Rosh Chodesh. What about Seed of the Golem? How do you know there? And all that. But the Golem, how do you know that it's the Tumah? If you can tell me the same word that's funny, that what? That Zebob is man kavu, Zebob is man kavu, and we'll say just like over there, it's for Tumah, over here also for Tumah. If you want to say the same thing, and you learn either from the Chedesh or from Yom Kippur, can be. Ikal and Mifak, I can slug it up. Imid Rosh Chedesh, you want to live Rosh Chedesh, say just like over there, it's Zman HaKvua. And that's what it does, it's Mechaper and Tumah. Over here also, Shekein Tadir. Rosh Chedesh comes up every single month, and therefore it's Mechaper. Yom Tov is only three times a year. And Imid Yom Kippurim, so it's only one time a year. Shekein Rubasi Kapora. Yom Kippur has it has so many kapparas and all the avedas. We had the Seir HaMishtalech and mechap and all the avedas and even mezin and all that. So therefore, it's mechap over here as well. By the golim, but it's, all it says is that it's from mechap. Behind a what? Who says mechap on things of kares? Remember, if you walk in the base of Midrash when you're tamei deliberately, you get kares. Now you didn't know. How do you know that the Yom Tov has the power to atone for such severe avedas? If you're going to tell me, you want to ask me a question, here's Kaparosim Ruba. Oh, how can you, that, is that a question? We just learned a minute ago, Rosh Chedesh and Yom Kippur. And Rosh Chedesh, you could have asked the same question, Yom Kippur is Kaparosim Ruba versus Yom Kippur. And nobody asked the question. Obviously, it's not a valid question. We didn't ask the question, says Gemara, very simple. Hossam over there, Kapore Michtev Ksive. The Torah says Chatas La Hashem. Doesn't stamp say that that's a Chatas. It says Chatas La Hashem. Now we don't know which particular Chait we're talking about, that only Hashem knows. So it sounds like all Chatoim. So Gili Milsab Almu. So all I need is Yom Kippur to tell me that when it says Chatas La Hashem, it's like Yom Kippur, it's only limited to Tumah. We're also limited to Tumah. Because as Chatas La Hashem, clearly any Avedi you're not aware of. Includes every Aveda from the most severe to the most lenient. So therefore, use Yom Kippur. Gili Milsa, what Chatzal Hashem means. Avlocha by Mashenke. So you can't ask me a question, oh, but Yom Kippur has more kapara. It's irrelevant. It says its own pasuk by Rosh Chodesh. We just need to define what it is. So we're coming to limit. We're not coming to add. We're coming to reduce. If you don't have Yom Kippur, I would say Chatzos Lashem, every single aveda that only Hashem knows about, no matter how severe, how lenient, David forgives. Comes Yom Kippur, Megala. No, not everything. We'll reduce it. Right? It's not coming to add new things. Mashenkin by Sukkot or by Yom Tevin, where it just says Kapora and doesn't say what it is. So they don't say what it is. You want to add some stricter avedas. How can you add? You can't. Yom Kippur is different. You can't Kapora as a Reuben. Maybe Yom Kippur has abilities that an ordinary Yom does not have. Says the Gemara, you're right. You don't learn it all from Yom Kippur. Like we said before, Rav Chama Bar Chanina said, and we'll learn to later, Si'id, Vis'id. Could have said Si'id. Instead, it says with a Vav. U'si'id. So, why? We're comparing Rosh Chodesh to what? To Yom Tevim. Now, so like what? Rosh Chodesh, you learn from Yom Kippur that it means the Tumah. How did we learn from a Binyanav? Not a Hekesh, but a Binyanav. And now, by saying Usi'ir, we are learning that Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh. And you can do that. The only thing you cannot do, we had before, is something that is learned by a Hek via Hekesh does not have the capacity to teach something else via Hekesh if it's Kachim. So there's limit that if a Hekesh, Dover HaLamed Mehekesh, cannot become a Malamed by a Hekesh, we are by Kachim. This was Dover HaLamed through Binyanav. And now it's teaching through a Hekesh, Vav is a Hekesh, but it learned it through Binyan Av from Yom Kippur. You could teach, even though it's Kachim. Hachinami, over here also, Se'ir v'se'ir, v'se'ishke, Se'ir l'gol, Rosh Chodesh, we compare this Se'irim of Yom Tov to Rosh Chodesh. Ma Se'ir Rosh Chodesh. Just like Rosh Chodesh, we know from Yom Kippur through a Binyan Av, Ein lan mechapen el al she'ein ba yediyah, loy betchila v'loy besayf. Just like Rosh Chodesh works in the case we had no idea, only Chatzos La Hashem, only the Eibishter knows. Av Se'iri Haragolim, the same thing by Se'iri Haragolim. Ein al mechapin el al dover she'ein ba yediyah loy betchila v'loy besayif. That's how we learn out. So we learn out the Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh, because it says Usi'ir. And Rosh Chodesh in Yom Kippur through Binyan Av. Don't think so. Just a normal Yom Tov Chatzos.
Like sorry, you mean...
It doesn't have chattas. It doesn't have the chattas. Doesn't have the shal golgam. It has a shchedish carbon, and that's it. And a carbon musaf. No. Iboyilhu. Now we want to know. It says here that yom tov shchedish is mechaper. If you didn't know in the beginning and you didn't know then, what about if somebody saw you? And eventually, one day, he'll tell you. So right now, you Taka didn't know in the beginning, for sure. But neither did you know at the end. But tomorrow, you might know at the end. Does Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov also atone you for that? Does it mean that you'll never know at the end? Or it means even if right now, you don't know at the end, Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov is mechaper? Freddy Gimari Boilu. Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Al she'ein ba yediya, loy betchil, loy besayf. Is it hani mili b'cheit she'ein sayf v'levad? You'll never know even at the end because nobody saw. But a sin that eventually you'll find out you were tummy because somebody saw you touch something tummy and then you walked in and one day that person might tell you. Maybe that's already treated as if you already know, even though you don't know yet. And therefore, so then it does no longer comes under Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh because this is where you had no Yedi in the beginning, but you had Yedi B'Seif and it falls under Yom Kippur, even though right now you didn't have Yedi B'Seif, but eventually you will. Oidilma, the fact that right now you have no Yedibah Seif doesn't come on Yom Kippur, it comes on the Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Oidilma, filu chetcha Seif ulevada. Hashtami a chetcha makaboy. The fact is right now you don't know anything. Ela Hashem, Karina base, consider Chatzal Hashem, and it falls on the Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Which one forgives you? Now, these are all things between the Eibishter and mine. It's nothing for you to do. These are questions that have nothing to do with me. It's immaterial. What can I do about it? I don't know anything about it anyway. It's only a question of what's happening. Is the Eibishter protecting you or not? Says the Gemara, Toshma, come in here. Tanya, we learn, it says, Nabraisa, Al She'ein Ba Yediya, Loi Betchila, Loi Besayf. But then he continues, V'cheit, She'soifa Yilivoda, right now you don't know, one day you'll know, Se'ire Harugolim, V'sir Shchodesh Mechaprim, which one does it come under? Not Yom Kippur, but under Shchodesh Yom Tov. Why? Because right now you don't know. The fact that tomorrow you know has no bearing on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says the Se'idim of Yom Tov Mechaper, but not the Se'idim of Rosh Chodesh. Omer Rabbi Lozer. Omer Rabbi Ishia. Rabbi Lozer's in Rosh Chodesh. My time better Rav Shimon. What's the logic of Rav Shimon? Omer Krom. It says in the Pasuk, V'oisah nasan lochem. It says the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded Aaron. Why, when another aviyah died, they didn't eat from the carbon that he gave them? They had three kabbanas then. He says, why didn't you eat the chatas where it was? It's kodesh kodashim. V'oisah nasan lochem. I gave it to you. Losseis as avoyin ha'eda. This is the carbon of chodesh. Instead, they burnt it. I gave it to you to carry the sin of the Eda. So what do we see from here? What's the purpose of the Rosh Chodesh? It's Mechapet Avoin, the sin, Ha-Eda. Now remember, Rav Shimon holds, there's a chilik, we're going to explain like this. Rav Shimon holds, there's a chilik between the Se'id of Yom Tov and the Se'id of Rosh Chodesh. The Se'id of Yom Tov is Mechapet on somebody who forgot that he was, never knew that he was Tamei, and never knew after that he was Tamei either. The Se'id of Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with that. He says Rosh Chodesh has to do with a toir ha'oichel tamei. We're not talking anymore about the person himself. The person is pure. He's tired. The problem was the food was tamei, and he didn't know. So Rosh Chodesh is coming to mechaper on that. Not like everybody else who learns that no. That nothing is mechaper. The only thing that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov and mechaper is of a person's condition, that he was tamei, didn't know about the different circumstances. Not if a toir ha'oichel tamei. And that's what Rav Shimon said. And eventually he knows. You don't bring a carbon. So how are you going to get saved? You're not going to get saved. So Elazar said, Rabbi Isha, my time with Rabbi Shimon, how does he know? He says, I know that Shchedesh is not coming to carry the burden of a person's tummy, but rather, it says, that Pasik. But it says, Pasik, I gave you this carbon of Shchedesh. But Oyis in Nosalchem, I gave you this carbon of Shchedesh. For what? He had this was a Shmini Amaluim, so he had three kabbalas. He had the carbon Maluim, he had the carbon of Nachshon, the first of the Nesim, and then you had the carbon of Chat of Rosh Chodesh. Maluim, and which is the one that they threw out, they burnt, is the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it, but this is an important carbon. This is Losses Lachem's Avoin Eida. So what does it carry? Avoin. So let's examine the word Avoin and then we'll come back. The high crab is the Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, which carbon did they burn? The goat of Rosh Chodesh. The Yalif, and it says here, Avoin, and we learn from Avoin Mitzitz. We can learn now by Tzitz also, it says, what does the Tzitz do? It carries the sin of the Kachim. V'nasad Avoin HaKachim. It says Avoin. So we're going to compare Avoin. Just like the Tzitz. What is the Tzitz Mechapen? Not on the person who was Tamei. The Tzitz Mechapen if the animal became Tamei. So the same thing over here. What is the Shchedish Mechapen if the animal became Tamei? Not if the person became Tamei. Nema kan oven, it says over here oven, Nema lahalan oven, it says over there oven, Ma lahalan tumas basa over there, so the meat became tamei. The tzitz is not meratza on a person who becomes tamei, it's only meratza on the animal became tamei, on the blood or the fats or any part of the animal. That the tzitz says to the bailim, you don't have to bring another carbon, you're going to be yaitze with this carbon. You brought the mizbech, it can stay in the mizbech. That's what the tzitz does. So, meir chedesh, I've kind of here also, what is a chedesh apiece? Tumas a basar. Not if the person was tamei, but a toy, sha'achal tamei, because you compare it to the tzitz. Pretty good. The tzitz is not mechaper on anything, it just allows you to bring it on the mizbech. Is Avkan Oilin. So we hear also, let the carbon of Shchedesh, for example, if the tzitz broke, you don't have a tzitz, let the carbon of Shchedesh, according to you, but learning from tzitz, allow you that if a carbon was brought and you found that it was tummy and middle, you should continue to bring it on his bed because, not because of the tzitz, because of the Shchedesh, you're learning one from another. Just like a tzitz has the capacity that if an animal became tummy middle of the process, you can bring him as beach, afkan oilin, so to over here. Let's say that according to you, the carbon of Shchedesh is equal to the tzitz, that he should be able to enable you to bring it up, and no such thing. So he says, avoin ha'eduksiv. It says in the pasuk, it's talking about that what? It atones the person if he ate from tamei. It says, what is it by carbon of Shchedesh by Aaron? That it, I gave it to you. Losses is avoin ha'eda. So the sin is related to the animal being tamei, but who's being atoned in? Not the animal, but the person. The tzitz atones the animal you could bring in the mizbech. The Shchedesh does not do that. Yeah, but I'm saying, but they already had the dinner. True, but remember, they had to because they just became tamei on vaviu. That's what tumah started. That's why they had to pay shein and all that. So I guess some people became tamei.
Yeah, but this is even for the guy who eats shalim.
That's right. We learn from there. Yeah.
Those who are carrying the
Yeah. According to one opinion, more. Yeah. Mehdi, let us see. Migmer, Gomri, Mahadodi, since they learn from each other. Rosh Chodesh and Tzitz. Nechape, Rosh Chodesh, Adidei, Va'adetitz. Why don't we find? So the first question was, why doesn't Rosh Chodesh do the same thing as Tzitz, which is allow you to bring the carbon on a thing? And we answer no, because by Rosh Chodesh it says Avoyna Eder. Its job is to be Meichel, the Mechape, the person who ate the Tameh. Fine. But why doesn't the Rosh Chodesh do both? For the Gemara, Nechape the Rosh Chodesh Adidei. Let Rosh Chodesh do its function, which is to Mechape the Torah who ate Tameh, and by the Tzitz. And also do the role of the Tzitz. And Navkimina Lechel the Tzitz. If the Tzitz broke and you don't have a Tzitz, let the Rosh Chodesh do the same thing. On makro, it says a pasuk avoin in single avoin a sin avoin echad unoyse vein noyse beis avoinus. Rosh Chodesh only has a capacity. It says on the pasuk for oyse nasel chem laseit es avoin ha'eda single. Only one avoda you can atone. Says the Gemara v'nechapet tzitz adidei v'ad Rosh Chodesh. Why doesn't Rosh Chodesh we have a single. What about the tzitz? Let the tzitz do play two roles. To mechaper the animal, you can bring on his back, and to mechaper a person. Torah Yechol Tami. When the mechaper tits adi Rosh Chodesh, and Nav Kamina, what's the difference? A tumah the eater ben zelaze. If there's any tumahs that happen to your Rosh Chodesh and next Rosh Chodesh, let tits take care of that. On makro, it says by the tits, it says oisa noisavoy v'nacher noisavoy. By Rosh Chodesh, it says v'oisa it is carrying this particular sin, forgive the sin. What do you mean it? And now what we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, the only carbon that has a capacity to mechel is Rosh Chodesh. Oysa noisa oven, ve'ein acheres noisa oven. That's how we know. So that's Rav Shimon, how he knows that from the mice and the meluyim, that Rosh Chodesh has come to mechaper toy shoichel tam. Rav Ashi says, k'siv hocha, here it says, I'll tell you very simple, you don't have to go through all these pshetlach. I'll tell you how we know Rosh Chodesh only does a toy shoichel tam, and tzitz only does the animal itself. But Rosh Chodesh says, avoin ha'eda. What's it coming to atone? The avoin of the people. Eda v'le kachim, not the oven of the kachim. So in other words, a toy shoichel tam, it atones to the person. But hosom, k'siv, over there it says, avoin kachim. By the tzitz it says, what's it coming to atone? The nosa alan es avoin ha'kachim, coming to take care of the sin of the animals. Kachim v'le'eda, not the people. Says the Gemara, Ashkam, we find that the goat of Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav Shimon, the mechapre al toy shochel tamei. For toy, the person ate tamei. Seide, the golem, we also find that the goat of the golem mechapre on the person when he did not know your tamei before or after. The mechapre al shein ba yedi eloi betchil lo seif. Minolan, how do you know that? How do you know that Yom Tov is mechapre that you had no yedi in the beginning or the end? Just like Chama said before, how do you know according to Rabbi Yehuda that Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov are the same? Because it says by Rosh Chodesh v'Seir, so therefore we connect Rosh Chodesh to Yom Tov that there are connections from each other. Is Hachinam over here Seir v'Seir that we said that we'll use the same thing, the Seir according to Rav Shimon, we're going to use the Seir and the Vav and what? But according to Rav Shimon, Rosh Chodesh works differently than Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh works on a Torah-digger person who ate Tameh. And Yom Tov works on a Tameh-digger person who didn't know Yediyah B'chilosayif. So he says, We compare the Se'idim of Yom Tov to the Se'id Rosh Chodesh. Ma Se'id Rosh Chodesh. B'milsa the Kodesh Mechapri. Just like the Se'id of Rosh Chodesh. On the thing that is Kodesh, that's what's a Mechapri. A Torah Shachot Tameh. Is Av Seidah Golem b'milsa the Kodesh Mechaperi. So we know that Seidah Golem is to do with Kodesh, with Kachim. It's Mechaper on Kachim. So V'chi Teima, but it's different, because over here it says only. V'chi Teima Nechaperu Ad Rosh Chodesh. If you say, okay, so let Yom Tov do the same thing as Rosh Chodesh. Okay, all we know is that Yom Tov does the same thing as Rosh Chodesh, as Mechaper, a person who eats Kachim. There's two somewhere. So how do you know to differentiate between Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh? Say, Usi, just like Rosh Chodesh is coming to Mechaper Toyish Eichel Tameh. Maybe Yom Tov the same thing. Says Yomar, he can't. For Amrin, we just said Oisa. Remember, by Rosh Chodesh, it says in Pasuk, Va'Oisa Nosalchem. Last says Avon Hakodesh. Va'Oisa, only Rosh Chodesh is coming to take care of a Toydiger person who ate Tameh. Oisa Oisa Nosal Oven. Ve'Ein Achanis Oven. But Yom Tov is not doing that. On the one hand, we compare Rosh Chodesh as coming to Mechaper, something to do with Tumah. On the other hand, it cannot be like Rosh Chodesh, which is a Tardig person eating Tameh, because it says, Oisa. So what's left? Well, the person himself was Tameh. Oh, Mechi, Tema. So we're going to say, Nechapradi Yom Kippurim. Maybe that Yom Tov does the same thing as Yom Kippur. What does the Seir and not, what does Yom Kippur do? You tell me that Yom Tov does, you had no Yidiyah in the beginning and no Yidiyah at the end. Yom Kippur, the outside carbon Yom Kippur does, you had no Yidiyah in the beginning, but you did have Yidiyah at the end. Maybe Yom Tov does the same as Yom Kippur. How do you know Yom Tov does if there's no Yidiyah in both ends? We already said by Yom Kippur, Achaz B'Shana is only one time a year you do that kind of a kapara. Kapara zu, the kapara of Yom Kippur, which is where you had no Yidi in the beginning, but Yidi in the end, Loitehei Alachaz only once a year. So what's left? What's left? You have this Ida Nasa Bifnim where you have a Yidi in the beginning and no Yidi at the end. You have Yisir Nasa Bichutz, we had no Yidi in the beginning, but you did have Yidi at the end. And now you have Yom Tov, which is different, because that's Achaz B'Shana. It's different. It cannot be like Rosh Chodesh, where the person is Torah, but the animal's tummy says Oysa. It cannot be like Yom Kippur. What's left? There's no Yidi in the beginning, we end. Amay Mechapri. What's a Yom Tov Mechapri? I al she yesh ba Yidi b'tchila, ve yesh b'Yidi b'saif. Hay ba karmen. Everyone agrees, you bring a karmen. There's no kapara there. I al she yesh ba Yidi b'tchila. You had Yidi in the beginning. Ve ein ba Yidi b'saif, and you had no Yidi at the end. Nu hay se'ir anasa b'fnim. We already learned before. That's the se'ir that you do inside. The Yema, and there Yom Kippur is only Toila. Yeah, whenever you find out, you got to bring your karma then. I al she ein ba yidi b'chein lo begin beginning. Aval yesh yidi b'say, but you didn't have a yidi at the end. That's yiras b'chutz. Ha'is yidi b'chutz. The Yom Kippur mechapir. What's left? Al korchach ein mechapir. The only thing we have left for Yom Tov, according to Rav Shimon, is ela al she ein ba yidi lo b'chein lo b'lo b'say. That's the only one. The Meir, however, says, Kol hasi'idim kaparos neshovel. The Meir says, the goat of Rosh Hashanah, the goat of Yom Kippur, the goat of Yom Tov, the goat of Chedesh, all do the same thing. And then we had another opinion that Meir says that each one adds another layer. Rosh Chedesh is Torah, Shavuot, Chedesh, and each one adds. And how does Meir note that they're all the same? That all them forgive you for all them. Amar Rav Chama Achrina. My time of the Rameh. This is Rav Chama we quoted a few times before. What's Rameh's for? Oh, my crow. It says the Pasik Seir. It could have said Seir. Instead, it says Vesir. So, who should call us Seir in Zeloze? Vav Moisev Alin Yerishim. The Vav is what? Adds that we learn all the Kabbalahs from each other. Okay, it starts another Inyan. Maybe we'll stop here. See you tomorrow. Yitz Hashem.